Well, I was talking about the Jets. I have the impression. Can I carry on?
Yeah.
You get the impression that there's an attempt being made by the Egyptian authorities to see if they can exploit splits within the Brotherhood, having decapitated the senior leadership of which Badia is a part, and he's going to be facing trial, of course, as are others. Then perhaps they can get younger people to accept that the game is over for the Brotherhood as such, almost certainly going to be banned and sent underground, so that there are different ways to participate in Egyptian politics. It's clear, I think, that it's not possible to imagine Egypt being ruled and facing progress in any significant way unless there is some way in which the Brotherhood's constituency, that is, people who are Islamists, can take part in Egyptian politics. If they are completely excluded, then you face a situation which really will, going back to the pre-revolutionary situation, of a ruling party, smaller liberal secular parties, and Islamists who just can't take part, and the implications of that are obvious. So this is an important moment to see what's happening. Whether that government strategy that appears to be emerging strategy will succeed is a different matter. The attempt is there, but in the big picture what you have is a propaganda war against the Brotherhood, and clearly it is declares clearly an attempt being made, a strategy by the government to remove its leadership, as the idea illustrates.
And with this propaganda campaign, will it wash with the non-Islamists, though? Because, I mean, a lot of the people who joined the protests against Mubarak and later against the Brotherhood, they're liberal, secular people, but they're also, educated people. Are they going to fall for, such a blatant conflation of the Brotherhood and the jihadists who were responsible for this attack in the Sinai?
Obviously, there are different people. I think people who are on the left, who supported the revolution, will see quite clearly what the government propaganda is trying to achieve. And they will say, and they do say indeed, well-known commentators on the left, that I've spoken to many times, will say, look, it's not possible to run Egypt by excluding Islamists. The Brotherhood have to be part of this. There are other people, of course, who supported the revolution, liberals, secular, nationalist people, who will have their feelings reflected, if you like, in this state propaganda. I'm sure there are some people who may feel queasy about it, but it's important to understand, absolutely central to what's happening in Egypt at the moment, is there is a great popular feeling against the Brotherhood. Historically, it's been there, it's being exploited now at this moment of crisis, and this blatant propaganda is trying to cash in, if you like, feed in to that feeling. The feeling is already there. It's certainly not universal. It is widely held.